Welcome to the Wednesday Gathering, a live Christian Science teleconference meeting hosted by prayerfulliving.com and open to all. We are delighted that you've joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those with a computer, our web address is prayerfulgathering.com. To hear previous healing messages, click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive. Before singing our first hymn, the subject of today's readings is Stick with Reality, Truth, Don't Believe Illusions. And we're going to begin with hymn number 359.
Trust the eternal when the shadows gather, when joys of daylight seem so like a dream. God, the unchanged.
Again, welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. The topic of today's healing message is Stick with Reality, Truth, Don't Believe Illusions. The other two hymns for today are 85 and 206. Before the readings, the beginning of the meeting, I'm going to read some dictionary definitions. These Navajo kids helped look them up with me. They pertain to the subject. Reality, truth, fact, in distinction from mere appearance, not artificial, genuine, not imaginary. Illusion, a mistaken idea. Misconception, a misleading visual image, hallucination, illusionist, one that produces illusions, a sleight of hand performer, superstition, beliefs or practices resulting from ignorance, fear, trust in magic or chance. The readings are from the King James Version of the Bible and from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. The Bible, Exodus. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, When Pharaoh shall speak unto you, saying, Show a miracle for you, then thou shalt say unto Aaron, Take thy rod, and cast it before Pharaoh, and it shall become a serpent. And Moses and Aaron went in to Pharaoh, and they did so as the Lord had commanded. And Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh, and before his servants, and it became a serpent. Then Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers. Now the magicians of Egypt, they also did in like manner with their enchantments, for they cast down every man his rod, and they became serpents. But Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods. Numbers. And behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, Heal her now, O God, I beseech thee. And Miriam was shut out from the camp 7 days, and the people journeyed not till Miriam was brought in again. John. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Romans. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead. Ephesians. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. And from Science and Health. Jesus' demonstrations sift the chaff from the wheat and unfold the unity and the reality of good, the unreality, the nothingness of evil. God creates all forms of reality. His thoughts are spiritual realities. The science of Christianity comes with fan in hand to separate the chaff from the wheat. Science will declare God aright, and Christianity will demonstrate this declaration and its divine principle, making mankind better physically, morally, and spiritually. Adversary. An adversary is one who opposes, denies, disputes, not one who constructs and sustains reality and truth. Jesus said of the devil, he was a murderer from the beginning. He is a liar and the father of it. We are sometimes led to believe that darkness is as real as light, but science affirms darkness to be only a mortal sense of the absence of light, at the coming of which darkness loses the appearance of reality. The pains of sense are salutary if they wrench away false, pleasurable beliefs and transplant the affections from sense to soul, where the creations of God are good, rejoicing the heart. Such is the sword of science with which truth decapitates error, materiality giving place to man's higher individuality and destiny. In the Gospel of John, it is declared that all things were made through the Word of God, and without Him, the Logos or Word, was not anything made that was made. Everything good or worthy, God made. Whatever is valueless or baneful, He did not make. Hence its unreality. In the science of Genesis, we read that He saw everything which He had made, and behold, it was very good. The corporeal senses declare otherwise. And if we give the same heed to the history of error as to the records of truth, the scriptural record of sin and death favors the false conclusion of the material senses. Sin, sickness, and death must be deemed as devoid of reality as they are of God good. All the real is eternal. Perfection underlies reality. Without perfection, nothing is wholly real. All things will continue to disappear until perfection appears and reality is reached. Sooner or later, we shall learn that the fetters of man's finite capacity are forged by the illusion that he lives in body instead of in soul, in matter instead of in spirit. The mirage which makes trees and cities seem to be where they are not illustrates the illusion of material man who cannot be the image of God. Mesmerism is mortal, material illusion. Animal magnetism is the voluntary or involuntary action of error in all its forms. It is the human antipode of divine science. Science must triumph over material sense, and truth over error, thus putting an end to the hypotheses involved in all false theories and practices. What to material sense seems substance becomes nothingness as the sense dream vanishes and reality appears. This immaculate idea, represented first by man and, according to the Revelator, last by woman, will baptize with fire, and the fiery baptism will burn up the chaff of error with the fervent heat of truth and love, melting and purifying even the gold of human character. You command the situation. If you understand that mortal existence is a state of self-deception and not the truth of being. Mortal mind is constantly producing on mortal body the results of false opinions, and it will continue to do so until mortal error is deprived of its imaginary powers by truth, which sweeps away the gossamer web of mortal illusions. This concludes the healing message and the publicly recorded portion of the meeting.
For thine is the kingdom, the power.